So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode. My name is Adam Roa, and today I have a challenge for you. And this has been something that's been heavy on my heart for the last several weeks. I don't know what happened, but there was some sort of switch that went off in my head. And I started to become incredibly bothered by consumption. Yeah, I was just noticing more and more the level of plastic and single-use containers and takeout napkins and silverware and just the amount of things that are wasted on an hourly, minutely, secondly basis that I just don't understand. I'm not entirely sure where this came from or why it got to be such a like innately physical response in my system, but it did. I've always thought about it. I've known about it. I've seen the videos of the beaches covered in plastic and the water that looks like land because it's just completely covered in trash. And it's always bothered me, but I haven't had the physical reaction that I've been having recently. And I'm curious how many of you can relate to that. How many of you feel in your body, in your system, some sort of discomfort or pain when you see those images or those videos, or when you are on the island of Hawaii, like I just was, and look at beautiful nature surroundings and see pieces of trash in it. And stupid pieces of trash too, just wrappers from water bottles and cigarette butts and, you know, the tops of water bottles. And yeah, it bothers me. And I work really hard at staying in a state of calm, neutrality, if you will, and remaining balanced, recognizing that the events happening around me are neutral until I assign them value and meaning, and that in no way, shape, or form dismisses what I'm feeling. Because the feeling that I'm experiencing as a result of seeing the pollution and the littering is from this belief that it's harming the planet, or it's inconsiderate of the planet, or in many ways, it's a reflection of the parts of me that haven't stepped up even more deeply into what can be done about it. What can actually be done about it? And it starts with each of us individually. It starts with each and every one of us doing what we can to limit our own consumption, limit our own use of extra stuff. You know, Ryan and I on this trip, we were just talking about it because he's seen me get increasingly more agitated by the plastic specifically that I'm finding all over the place. And yes, you can see now these restaurants and businesses that are using plastics that say plant-based. And that's awesome. I'm a big fan of that. And the chances of that actually composting before you die are very slim. meaning that every piece of it, even if every piece of plastic you use from here on out was compostable, plant-based, it's still going to be on this planet by the time you leave it. And we've talked about the, as a species, we're talking about the use of resources and how we are facing very significant issues in our climates and in our populations. People talking about we have too many people. I don't actually believe that we have too many people. I think that we're just misappropriating our resources. All you have to do is check like a single restaurant and see how much food gets wasted and thrown away each and every day, and then make an argument to me about how many resources we have. Why people can't get food. It's a misappropriation of it. But it's not a lack. There's not a scarcity of it. And so then the point that he brought up was the reduce, reuse, recycle. We've all heard that back in elementary school even. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Recycle's the last option. It comes at the end of the chain. We start with reduce, and then we start with reuse. How can we reuse all of the crap that is filling up our landfills and our oceans? If we found a way to use the materials we've already generated, would we actually need to make more? Which begs this interesting question, actually, if so much of the world's GDP, the world's income, is based on what it can produce. Is there even an incentive to reuse what's already been produced? How does Mattel make money if we're reusing old action figures and that plastic instead of constructing new ones? From my vantage point, it seems semi-obvious. I haven't actually thought through this, by the way. I'm just kind of musing. Surprise, surprise. But it seems kind of obvious that if Mattel is the one that's also reusing it and they find a way to do it, then they're capitalizing on that reuse. They're still able to make their money. Or the plastic manufacturers at the very least, instead of manufacturing new plastic, what if they were able to find a way to reuse old plastic? It's about shifting the supply chain, the mindset. Recognize that switching from producing plastics, which is what they've been doing for decades, and now completely restructuring and reorganizing into reusing plastics, that's hundreds of millions, billions of dollars of completely new infrastructure, technology, research and development. There's definitely a cost to making a switch like that. But what's the cost of not making a switch like that? What is it costing us? What is it costing our children and our children's children? What's the price we're paying? And so I'm issuing a challenge, and I'm taking this one on. I'm going to announce it across all my social media for anyone who wants to get involved. For the rest of, you can do it as long as you want. For me personally, I leave for Burning Man at the end of the month. So excited, by the way. For those of you who don't know, Burning Man is a massive music art festival ceremony in the middle of the desert, and this will be my fifth or sixth year in a row. I love it so much, cannot wait. And I'm bringing that up because I'm traveling between now and then. I think I land in Los Angeles and have two nights there before leaving for Burning Man. Between now and then, I will be traveling. And I've decided that all plastic that I purchase, use, consume from this point forward, I must bring with me. What that means is if I use plastic utensils at a restaurant, I must bring them with me. If I drink from a plastic water bottle, I will bring it with me. If I buy an item from a store and it has plastic wrapping, I will bring it with me. Because literally, I want to feel the weight of my consumption. And this is not all consumption, by the way, because I'm aware that I will probably lean towards using paper or wood. And so there's still consumption going on. And my hope is that there's a definite reduction in the amount that I use. And more importantly, I hope that I find alternatives because I'm forced to. I hope I find alternatives that I can implement and sustain moving forward. What if I find out, oh, wow, look how easy that was to create a habit of bringing my own utensils to the restaurants, just keeping them in my backpack or my car. Wow. Simple. Wow, look at just all it took was a habit. A shift in mindset to bring a reusable water bottle everywhere that I go. Okay. But how do we make it a habit? We give ourselves the incentive and we repeat it over and over and over again until it becomes second nature. So for the remainder of this month, I am committed to using as little plastic as possible. And for the plastic I use, it is now my responsibility. It does not go into the trash. I carry it with me so that I can see the amount that I'm using. I challenge you to do the same. If you're listening to this as a replay some weeks down the road, give yourselves 2 weeks. See what happens. See what happens just to bring your awareness to the amount that you actually use. Because for most of us, it's unconscious. I know for me, it has been for a while until I would say over the last 2 years, it's been increasing, and the last 2 months has been deafening. I would love to hear from you about this topic, your suggestions. Things that you found actually really easy to implement in your own life to reduce your consumption. If you follow me on Instagram, for those of you who don't, it's adam.roa. But for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen the stories where I'm showing you that I bring reusable takeout containers to restaurants when I get takeout food. And that's easy. Keep it in my car. Oh, I want to stop and get food. Great, I have the container already. Little shifts like that. Bringing my own bowl when I was getting an acai bowl down the street. Little shifts like that. And so I'd love to hear from you what shifts you've been making, and I'd love to hear from you, from those of you who are willing to participate in this challenge. Send a photo. Send a photo of the amount at the end of the 2 weeks that you used or didn't use. Send a message. Let me know. I want to hear from you. Thank you for for listening. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. Whether you decide to do this challenge or not, I appreciate the fact that if you're still listening to this, that means there's a part of you that's willing to be a part of the conversation. And that's a start. That's the starting point as we move through all of our issues on this planet. Are we willing to be a part of the conversation? And if you made it this far, then you are. So thank you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.